Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller's Indiana Hoosiers hit the road to East Lansing for a Friday night national TV game against Michigan State. The Spartans, who were ranked number one earlier in the year, have struggled recently after attaining that number one ranking. Remember, they were beat by Ohio State in Columbus handily, then needed overtime the middle of last week to beat Rutgers in East Lansing, and then last Saturday fell to rivals Michigan on their home court. Let's hope they're not angry as the Hoosiers waltz into town, 4-2, tied with Michigan State for third place in the league. Archie Miller checked in with the media yesterday.
Obviously, Friday night's going to be a heck of an environment. We're going to Michigan State Friday night, national television. Both teams have had some days off here to kind of get ready. So anticipating one heck of an environment playing against potentially the national championship team. That's kind of who they are. So it's a great challenge. It's very exciting. And then moving forward from there, the gauntlet that we'll go through. Really, no team in our league will have to endure over the next 3 weeks. So it's going to be challenging, but it's also going to give us a lot of opportunities here to continue to find a way to make things happen for these guys. They've done a really nice job here in the last few weeks of improving, and I think we're continuing to improve, and I think our guys are excited to be playing.
The gauntlet is real for Indiana. After Friday night's game with Michigan State, they're home Monday for Maryland, who has four league wins. Last place Illinois on Wednesday before first place Purdue comes to town for the only matchup of the year, Sunday the 28th, 3:30 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. If that's not enough, on Tuesday they'll be in Columbus to take on the unbeaten Buckeyes on the 30th. That is some gauntlet. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stoltz checks in every Friday morning for our high school basketball preview. It's South and Martinsville tonight. The old shaven mug is on the line. Tell me all about it on the South side.
Yeah, this is one of the games that JR pointed out in Chalk Talk. That is, a rivalry game dating back to the old Bloomington High School, even. This got ramped up when the 84-0 football score hit, and that really ratcheted the Martinsville versus Bloomington and then Bloomington South. Kip Staggs is a pretty good coach. He's in his fifth year at Martinsville. He's got a lot of guys back. Now, they did have their worst year in decades last year, because he was playing sophomores and some inexperienced people, but they're stepping up a little bit. He's got his son, Reed Staggs, is their primary ball handler. He's an attacker. He's their leading scorer. Tyler Steed is 6'5". These guys are both juniors, so they're going to be back next year. He goes inside. He can step out and hit a three. He posts up. He does a little bit of everything. South's dangerous. They take care of the ball so well, they're not going to give it to you. And if they run their offense, not only can they hit their threes, but they get so many layups out of their offense because they're so efficient at running it. If they don't hit, they're holding teams to 43 points a game. Their goal is 40 at each game. So no matter what happens, South's defense is going to keep them competitive against anyone they're going to play because their defense is so solid. And JR gives Coach Neil Coyle a lot of credit for that. If JR's bunch is still shooting the way they have been, and they'll be at home, I'm not sure Martinsville's going to have a lot for the Panthers.
Terry handles Chalk Talk at 7. John Callahan joins him for the broadcast at 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.